but a massive win, a defensive masterclass from Draymond Green, from Jimmy Butler, and Buddy Buckets. When you needed him the most, in Game 7, in Game 1, it doesn't matter. Buddy Hield was incredible yet again. You had contributions from everyone in this game. Pat Spencer, you kidding me? I think all of us need to shave our beards and just get the mustache. Carter, shave that beard. I don't know if you can grow in Chasky. Sam Lubman, shave it. We all need the mustaches in honor of Pat Spencer. But wow, what a win. The emotions are all over the place. Good morning, Joe.
Game win stealing. I can't. I'm out here reeling. Are you kidding me? What a son of a gun. Woo! 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 I feel like Ric Flair this morning. I want to start here and just right off the rip. You can make an argument that was the best offense, defense, emotional control game for Draymond Green since Game 7, 2016. The game that the team lost Father's Day against LeBron James. I thought he was spectacular. But to me, the number one thing, and I want to give this man praise, we crushed this guy for every lineup combination, every win, every loss. We nitpick. We do everything. This was all about Steve Kerr. I mean, this really was. Steve Kerr, I honest to God believe, I don't know if it's the best, but it's one of the best wins I have seen in the 15 years that this team has been put together. He pulled every string. He called timeouts so brilliantly to stop momentum. He used substitutions to get a feel for what was working, what wasn't. He got everyone involved early in the game. At one point, I believe they might have used 13 guys in total, all right? Steph Curry got hurt, and they won a game going away on the road with less than 20 hours of rest flying across the country when no one thought they could win, myself included. Steve Kerr was absolutely brilliant in this one. A guy in Jonathan Kuminga, who we all have our opinions on him, he dusted him off.
Jonathan Kuminga rode
with him. He hit a big three, and he rewarded his confidence. Pat Spencer, who no one in the league knows except diehard Warrior fans, who was a lacrosse player, not only gave you good minutes, he gave you phenomenal minutes with a hook shot off the backboard, being called a YMCA player by Van Gundy. Are you kidding me? Buddy Buckets getting rewarded with another start, wearing the wrong shorts to start the game,
which
I've never even heard of, okay? Causing a delay of game. He rode with Buddy Buckets, and Buddy Buckets has not one, but two of the best back-to-back performances from a non-star player I can remember in the playoffs for the Golden State Warriors. And I got to go further. Draymond with 5 fouls, and the lead is just, it's hanging in the balance. He goes to the trusted goons, GP2 and Kevon Looney. And I say that with all my heart. I don't say that as a backhanded club. I mean that because we love them. And Kevon Looney was amazing with Draymond Green on the bench with 5 fouls. And they held on. They found a way to win. And Jimmy Butler, the guy you acquired at the deadline, who half this fan base didn't even know could play nice with others. Jimmy Butler found a way to ride you home as GP2's hitting a big three down the stretch. As Buddy Hield is on fire. Kuminga hits a corner three. This team had every lever pulled. And I thought Steve Kerr felt the sense of the moment from the minute the game started to the final whistle. It was a masterclass in Hall of Fame, championship level coaching. Steve Kerr, that was the win of all wins. I don't know if it's the best one, but it's one of the best wins I've ever seen for my Warriors. I'm so proud of them.
And shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Joe Shasky's fired up. I want to hear from Dub Nation all day long. We will be taking your calls right here on 95.7 The Game. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, it's righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And I get it. People are waking up this morning. They're feeling like you. They're feeling like, oh my God, like how did we win that game? Everything was stacked against us heading into this game. If I'm a Warriors fan, hang into it, right? A grueling game, 7-game series against the Houston Rockets. All we've been talking about it all postseason long. What's everyone talking about this Warriors team? Age. Jimmy Butler, 35. Draymond Green, 35. Stephen Curry, 37. Oh, the rest versus Rust, right? Oh, Minnesota, they're so much younger. They've been fresh. Well, the rest versus Rust, I think I've heard that on the broadcast last night for TNT at least 1,000 times from Brian Anderson and Stan Van Gundy. It looked real. Minnesota looked awful offensively. Awful. And I'm going to give credit to the Warriors, and I'm also going to not give credit to the Warriors at the same time because Minnesota, I don't know what they were doing from the three-point line. It was horrible. But you know what? Steve Kerr just kept chugging along, pulling the right levers, didn't play with it, play without him himself when it comes to the rotations. He had a master class of a game plan yesterday and picking and choosing spots. Hey, Quentin Post, maybe it wasn't your time yesterday. Moses Moody, he didn't have it yesterday. Pat Spencer, he had it. Uh-huh. Jonathan Kuminga for some possessions, he had it. He had a six spin move yesterday.
And honestly, it was ugly early, and I'm glad that Kerr stuck with him.
Yes, absolutely. Guy Santos for a couple minutes. I think you said 13 players, 12 in total for the Warriors played yesterday.
Oh, 12. Okay. 12. I thought the other guy checked in for 40 seconds or whatever.
It was Pat Spencer, Moses Moody, Gary Payton, Quentin Post, Guy Santos, Kevon Looney, Jonathan Kuminga. That's what I'm seeing here on the box
score. There should be one more. The guy, the G Leaguer.
Braxton Key.
Braxton Key. I thought he checked in for a possession. I could be wrong. I saw him get up and go to the scorer's table.
It's all right. But that was standing. It was a total team win yesterday. No doubt. And I want to hear from Dub Nation at 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And yes, if you're just waking up, we know about Stephen Curry. Had to leave the game. Only 13 minutes played early in the second quarter. Hamstring strain, they are calling it. Be surprised, very surprised. I doubt he plays tomorrow in Minnesota for game two. And any and all information we get from that, whether it's Shams, whether it's from whoever, Ramona Shelburne, I don't even know. We will relay that information to you. And we got Doc Pandya, UCSF Health, joining us in the 7 o'clock hour to discuss this injury.
In a game where you lose Steph Curry and you lose your offense, it was ugly at times in the second half offensively. And we'll get to that. They scored 18 points in the first quarter, all right? And it felt like they actually had a great first quarter. And then you look up after halftime, the lowest point total of the season for Minnesota. The lowest point total. It was 31-44. And in that second quarter, when you find out that Steph Curry is not coming back, this team looked to Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and the rest of the guys to just kind of stabilize things. And I just keep going back to Draymond Green because Draymond was brilliant in that second quarter and in the first half in general. And obviously defensively down the stretch, he was outstanding. But it was the offense for me. The offense, the shooting. He had four threes at halftime. He was unbelievable. You needed someone else to step up. And then cue the third quarter. They go on a run with Buddy Hield hitting bucket after bucket after bucket. I don't know what he ended up with, but at one point he had 14 points in that third quarter, and you could feel it. It was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? This team desperately needed these Buddy moments. They held him to 60 points through three quarters. And then in the fourth quarter, with Draymond Green in foul trouble, you just knew it was a matter of time before Ant Edwards, who they held bottled up for about three quarters of this game. He had 1 point at halftime. You knew he was going to go off, and he started attacking the rim. Gobert was a load. You could tell he started to really flex his muscle and his leverage. And I love that this team found a way to take a big punch from Minnesota without their top dog, and they held on the road. This is why you got Jimmy Butler.
That was, I think the word we're both looking for, and I'm going to use right now, is resilient.
Yeah,
that was a resilient 100%. Win. When you lose one of the greatest players in the history of the sport, who was, let's be honest, he was cooking early too. Steph was balling.
He was.
That was going to be a Steph game. He was 5-9, 3-6 overall. He had 13 points early in that second quarter. That was feeling like a 30 burger from Stephen Curry yesterday. And maybe the final score would have looked a lot worse for the Minnesota Timberwolves had Steph stayed healthy in that one. But he had to leave, and that's when you got to lean on your veterans. Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. Paz wasn't having it yesterday. He could not shoot the ball very well. He had some moments in the game. He had some big rebounds defensively. He had a couple of assists.
He had some great charges.
He did.
Two.
Yes.
Two big ones.
But Gary Payton, I thought, was huge in this game. Big, big threes when they needed it.
They
had a couple of assists.
They defended without fouling very well for a very long stretch. At one point, they had not scored a bucket in the second quarter for almost 6 minutes. I'm talking about Minnesota.
Right.
They defended without fouling so well. Now, eventually, obviously, you're going to regress to the means. And they've got to figure out how to slow down Anthony Edwards attacking the hoop. You have to assume other things are going to change in game two. Conley is not going to be non-existent. He's going to hit shots. But I thought they took a huge blow across the face, and this team responded. Jimmy with a big stabilizing bucket late. And look, they're going to have to figure out the offense. But guys stepped up when they needed it the most without the franchise's greatest player.
So with 6:02 remaining, this was the game. As far as I was concerned, this was the game right here. So Gobert's at the line, right? Has a chance to cut it to 8 points.
Yes.
Makes 1 of 2. So it's a 9-point lead. And then right after that, it's a Jimmy Butler rebound off the missed free throw. Buddy Hield, huge three, put them up 12.
Yes.
And then McDaniels on the other end, next possession, driving layup, missed. Looney rebound. Jimmy Butler gets the floater. They put you back up to 14. It's a quick 5-0 run after that. They had a chance to cut it to 8, and instead of being 8, it turns into a 14-point lead with about 5.5 remaining. That was the game right there. That was them saying, no. We're stopping the bleeding right now. We at once had a 23-point lead in this game. Credit to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They finally found it. Listen, they have too much talent for them to just totally put them away in there. They're going to make runs. It's a game of runs, and that's what happened yesterday. Finally, Minnesota made one in the fourth quarter because they were desperate and they needed to do it. But the Warriors stayed calm, and they didn't panic. We saw some panicking happening within these first three games prior to the Cleveland one, and even some panicking yesterday in game two of that Cleveland Pacers game. By the way, just total insanity in sports yesterday. I know you're not locked in on Champions League. Barcelona, Inter Milan, one of the craziest games I've ever seen in my entire life. That went to extra time.
Don't care at all.
Pacers, Cleveland Cavaliers, insanity. Tyrese Halliburton, overrate that. Incredible win for them. They're now up 2-0 heading back to Indiana. And then the Warriors, what they did yesterday.
Hey, let's not forget about my Giants winning in extra innings, you know, blowing the doors off the Cubs.
As you were panicking, talking about Ryan Walker and the Texans.
Well, I don't think Ryan Walker deserves to be the closer. That's a story for a different day.
Fine, exactly. You're talking about not caring. Not about that. I'm not caring about that.
Garlic fries and baseball guys.
Exactly. There you go. But capitalizing all of that was last night's win in Minnesota. And we want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570. What was the most impressive part of that win for you? Because I just come away impressed with the resilience of that team. I think Steve Kerr, a lot of people are saying and chiming in on. I think Buddy Hield, obviously. Jimmy Butler. People love this with Pat Spencer. Pat Spencer with the running hook shots. Are you kidding me?
Pat Spencer was built for the moment. He was built for the moment. He was not afraid.
Sam Van Gundy, to hear your point on the call for TNT, he's like, whenever I watch this guy, he's just good. Like, that's all he can say. He's like, he's just making winning plays every NBA time player. He's on there.
He's an NBA player. I'm not here to say that he's a starter. And he's an NBA player. And look, the guy was awesome. Fourth quarter, Naz Reid starts hitting shots. And you're thinking to yourself, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, he was the only one hitting threes.
Naz Reid is obviously a warrior killer. I mean, right when he checked in the first quarter, boom, immediate layup. But he hits a big three, all right? And then DiVincenzo hacks the ever-living you-know-what out of Jonathan Kuminga. They get a strip, boom, and all of a sudden the Warriors get the ball right back. And this was a huge sequence for me. Kuminga hits a corner three off of a Jimmy Butler drive, all right? And then Pods draws an immediate charge. Mm-hmm. Boom, another Buddy three.
Yep.
Like, they stabilize things.
Yep.
So many different points in this game in the fourth quarter. And look, I thought they could have lost this game 50 different ways. As big as the lead was, you know, DiVincenzo hits a big three right before the end of the third quarter. And you're thinking, oh boy, here we go. But sense of the moment, Steve Kerr, I thought he pulled all the lineups. I thought he utilized his timeouts brilliantly. If you're a young coach out there, timeouts are not just to strategize. Sometimes they're to kill momentum in the arena. Sometimes it's to just, you know, change up the flow or to explain something. Sometimes it's to install a very brilliant inbound play. They went to an inbound play on a sideline out of bounds. Draymond's the inbounder, okay? They throw it to Jimmy Butler. Jimmy throws it to Buddy. Buddy screens Jimmy. Jimmy goes backdoor. Dre throws a brilliant backdoor pass. Boom, a layup. That's coaching 101. And I just thought his utilization of trying out different combinations of lineups, the feel for the momentum of the game, what was working, what was not working, it's as good as Steve Kerr's ever been.
Do you know what the offensive rebounds were for Jimmy Butler yesterday?
He was unreal.
He had 7.
I know.
7 offensive rebounds.
And incredible. It wasn't a scoring game for him per se, but he hit a couple of big middies that really helped balance the floor out for Buddy Hield later on in the game.
Absolutely. So 20 points for him, 11 boards, and again, 7 of those offensive, 8 assists. He was 2 assists shy from a triple-double, and they needed all that. Was a total just complete Jimmy Butler masterclass. When we're talking about playoff Jimmy, that's like a Miami Heat playoff Jimmy performance that we're now getting in a Golden State Warriors uniform. It was offensive. It was defense. It was getting every single person involved, and he needed to do that. He needed to be Batman yesterday when Batman and Stephen Curry had to go out. He needed to put the cape on and put the mask on, and he did it. And Buddy put the Robin mask on.
Are you kidding me?
It was for 24 points. He made as many 3-point shots as the entire Minnesota Timberwolves team did. 5 3-pointers made for Buddy Hield.
He was awesome.
5 in total for Minnesota. And real quick, by the way, in the last 2 games for the Minnesota Timberwolves, I know we're up against it. We're going to break here. Going back to the Lakers series, now this one. In their last 2 games, the Minnesota Timberwolves from beyond the arc, 12 of 76, is the worst 2-game number in playoff history for a team with over 50 attempts.
They can't shoot, though. Like Naz Reid, Conley's going to hit at some point. McDaniels has a lot of middies. That's not their strength.
No.
And I think this matchup, as
Edwards
you can
tell, will get hot eventually. Like, he'll have a game here or two.
But
like,
he's an inefficient shooter.
Sure.
Right? Like, so I look at this and I go, this series is completely different. How less physical was this game?
It was.
The freedom of movement, it just felt like the offense was wide open.